And without further introduction, this is Bathrop Spears Broadsides, the February 15th, 2025 edition, largely a flashback, but we have a few announcements. We will be flashing back to July 10th, 2005, and that's going to be including lots of stuff which I'm going to mention briefly, and hopefully which you'll decide to listen to if you're interested in that period. But meanwhile, today, I should say, day after tomorrow, on May 17th, Saturday, there's going to be a screening by The Real Works and Santa Cruz Green Party of the film The Encampments as part of Understanding Gaza film series. That's a newly released documentary, according to the Indie Bay posting, exploring the wave of encampments that swept across the U.S. and international college campuses in response to the ongoing genocide in Gaza, followed by a panel discussion. It's free. It's co-sponsored by the Santa Cruz Jews for a Free Palestine and the Green Party, as mentioned before. A lot of these encampments of the college campuses last year happened after an earlier wave in the late 2023, when the slaughter began by the Israeli bombing and in the Gaza Strip. But this was about 4 months after the Santa Cruz City Council refused to name the Israeli activity as a genocide and demand that it stop. Under the leadership of Mayor Fred Keeley, I want to give him a special dishonorable mention. Then happening on Sunday, May 18th, the next day, is the, the next day from the Encampments movie, is a UCSC powwow 2025, a social gathering that brings together Native American communities from various tribes within California and Turtle Island, that is the USA. This event is a celebration and honoring of cultural heritage here on UP and Anoa Mitsun lands. I'm sure I'm getting this wrong, all you natives, my apologies. The celebration includes dancing, singing, feasting, and the exchange of arts, crafts, and traditions, fostering unity and cultural pride among participants. The powwow is rooted in, the story continues, indigenous traditions, aims to ensure the preservation of cultural practices for future generations. All are welcome to experience and appreciate this cultural achievement. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., doors open at 10:30. That's at the Kaiser Permanente Arena, 140 Front Street, Santa Cruz. Free admission, open to the public, but, quote, drug-free event. And here's a little more about the Encampments film, which is going to be at the 418 Project at 155 South River Street in Santa Cruz on Saturday, the 17th of May, as part of the film festival by the Real Works Film Festival. Students flooded, according to the ad, Columbia University's lawn to create the Gaza Solidarity Encampment to demand their university divest from the U.S. and Israeli weapons companies, featuring detained student activist Mahmoud Khalil. That is to say, pictures of him. He's currently in jail down in Louisiana. They're going to be Michael T. Workman and Kai Pretzker. Mistress. They're running the show. And their guest speakers, Michael Workman, co-director Thomas C. Sebau, civil rights attorney, local activist. Again, the 418 Project, day after tomorrow, if you're listening to this, on the 15th. On May 17th, 7 p.m., 155 South River Street, Santa Cruz, California. But today, regardless of the day you're listening to it, you're going to hear 3.5 hours of a show that was actually put together and aired not just on the net, but on the air when free radio was in blossom on July 10th, 2005. You're going to hear a van dweller giving an account of police harassment on the phone, various interviews with folks from SAFE number 74, that's Society for Artistic Freedom and Expression, also known among some of us activists as Stop All Foolish Enforcement. People like Hawk, Jeremy, Drummer Bob, and of course, then bike man, but later city council member, Micah Posner. You'll hear a 45-minute human rights organization grilling, along with a couple of folks from, I think one person from the Black Berets, sorry, the Brown Berets, another local group at that time, criticizing the city council around the issues of homeless legislation, which they were keeping in place or making worse, but certainly declining to improve. Various people comment on it, Francis and Felipe, whom I don't remember, but you may still find them worth listening to. Medical Marijuana Patients Collective activist Pebbles Trippett calls in, giving an update on the Bill Lockyer Proposition 215 analysis or opinion that actually protected folks who were, one would have assumed, would be protected by 215, but eager drug prohibitionists, of course, and police agencies were not interested in that. You get to hear her talking about it. Then we get Dennis the Bard talking about the police activity against his flute duet. And finally, a lengthy discussion with Becky Johnson. Beckerbacker Becky, as I called her, was also my co-producer in those days and a major writer on homeless issues locally. She was also a controversial, what I would call pro-Zionist writer and speaker, and she was tossed out of the Free Radio Santa Cruz Collective, where they claimed, I think more technically, that she was never a member, even though she'd attended numerous meetings, that she was my co-producer, that she had always regarded herself as a member, that the issue seemed to be more closely associated with, to some extent, her ideology, though you'll get to hear some very passionate Free Radio Santa Cruz members describing exactly how they felt and what the reasons were that she was tossed out of the collective and also found herself in difficulties with Santa Cruz Indie Media and the Santa Cruz Street Spirit. I should say the Bay Area Street Spirit publication, which she also wrote great articles for. I was always trying to find ways to get activists to separate their feelings on some issues so they didn't simply go after each other for disagreeing on some things. So you can decide whether you think that's either feasible or appropriate, I should say, or fair or wise. And there's more. So check it all out. Go back to July 10th, 2005, and then come back to May 2025 and deal with the ongoing harassment and attacks on homeless people that are now being made the new norm. They always were the old norm, but there was some pushback and some weakening, what with the Martin versus Boise decision. Since the decision was overturned by the Supreme Court, politicians are turning back to their bad old ways of whack-a-mole police enforcement against homeless folks, seizure and destruction of their property, and the belief that might will somehow make right and make everything all right. Don't think so, nor should it be, even if it were.